With only days to the International Quds Day, the Iranian Society for Defense of Palestinian Nation has organized a press conference in Tehran, attended by representatives of Palestinian groups, namely Hamas and Islamic Jihad movement, to elaborate on different aspects of observing the world's Quds Day.
The International Quds Day is a day which attracts all attentions toward the issue of Palestine. We call on everyone to take part in Quds rallies, because this is the main line of truth, not the line set by Mr. Trump in the region. We believe the right Islamic path will attract attentions toward Palestine.
The Quds Day serves as prescription for alleviating and treating the pains of all Muslim nations, including Palestine. Palestine is at the heart of the Islamic world. The issue of Palestine is now an Islamic issue.
The Palestinian representatives condemned U.S. support for Israel as an instance of nurturing terrorism.
U.S. President Donald Trump and his administration that support the Zionist regime as the leader of global terrorism has no right to make comment about terrorism. The Zionist regime in its three assaults on Gaza caused the disability of nearly 50,000 Palestinians using U.S.-made weapons. This regime has killed almost 7,000 Palestinians in 2012 and 2014, most of them children.
The late founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini, designated the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan as the International Quds Day. Every year on this occasion, worldwide rallies are held to commemorate the Palestinian people's resistance against Israel and their struggles to liberate their territories, which have been occupied by Israel for decades. Millions of pro-Palestinian demonstrators, including Muslims and non-Muslims, take to the streets to denounce Israel's atrocities against the people of Palestine.
The International Quds Day is seen as an opportunity for freedom-seeking people around the world, regardless of their faith, to support the Palestinian cause and vent their anger against Israel, which has occupied the Palestinian territories since 1967. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.